What if you were president for a day? Or just president at all? What rules would you change? Would you make rules that would be great for your friends, but only for your friends? Or would you try to make rules that were fair for all people? What rules would you make or change to make things better in the world? Let's listen to the scholars at Clarksdale Collegiate tell me what they would do if they were elected class president.
I would try to make everybody understand everybody else's point of view.
How would you put that into a rule?
I would say, like, we all have to understand each other.
This can be hard to enforce, but I like where your head is at. Lorelai?
So, like, we have this jar in me and Payless' classroom, and our teacher fills it up with shells, and each time we fill up the jar completely, we get a prize. And then our teacher said, do you want chocolate cupcakes or vanilla cupcakes? And then I think we got vanilla cupcakes, and I think some people wanted chocolate. So I would do, like, each time we fill up the jar, each person, like the scholar of the week or the star of the week, could pick the prize.
Oh,
or you could split it.
So if I was the class president, I would be like adding chances of how many, like second to our third chances, because fourth and fifth grade don't get that anymore. They don't get that anymore.
Gotcha.
Like as soon as you get into the second or third trimester, you like get zero. Don't lose one.
So you would give people more chances to get it right.
Yeah.
That's great. That's very kind of you.
My name is Dr. Jamar Tisby, author of How to Fight Racism, Young Readers Edition. And I want to welcome you, your friends, and the adults in your life along this journey as we learn together how to fight for racial justice using our head, heart, and hands. So far, we've been talking about things like the history of racism and how to make friends of different races. All that is great, but there's more to fighting racism. It's not all about how you treat one other person or your group of friends. Fighting racism is about fighting the big battles too. It's about tackling racism in your whole community, even in the whole country. So that's what we're going to talk about in this lesson. We said fighting racism takes our heads, our hearts, and our what? Hands. That's right. You can think of the arc of racial justice. ARC stands for Awareness, Relationships, Commitment. What we're going to be talking about today is commitment, or hands. To be specific, we're going to talk about how to get to work fighting racism by changing the rules so that they are fair for everyone, no matter what race they are. Let's start by talking about unfair rules.
So actually, you don't know this, but we've talked about head. That's where we learned some of the history and told some stories. We talk about heart. That's about making friends and it's about making up with people. Let's talk about hands as we close out here. Are there any school rules or rules at home that you think are unfair?
No.
Very good. Palin?
Okay. At home, it says like each person has to do the dishes, but my mom is the only person that does dishes.
Really? So it's a rule that everybody has to do it, but the way it actually works is only your mom does it. So it's not an unfair rule, but people aren't following the rule.
Yes.
Good. Lorelai?
So like me and my sister share an iPad. And so when I have gymnastics, Avery usually plays on it for a while. And then we went to Louisiana and I got the iPad for like most of the time. But then Ava said she'll let me play for 20 minutes. She said once I'm done with my time, she would get an hour.
Whoa. So you get 20 minutes, she gets an hour? How is that fair?
It's probably because she spent 40 minutes there, she gets another 20 minutes.
You trying to work out the math. I got you.
It's probably like that.
So here's the thing about racism. It's not just about how one person feels about somebody. It's about the rules and laws of society. So like I said, at one point there were rules that kept white people separate from black people and brown people and other people of color. There are also rules like with prison time. A lot of times black people get more prison time for the same crime as someone else, right? There are rules about voting that can make it harder for black folks and poor folks to vote. When we talk about fighting racism, it's not just about being nice to other people. It's about changing the rules so it's more equal. What I need you all to do starting right now is if you think of a rule or see a rule that's not fair, you understand that you can do something about that. You can talk to an adult. You can run for class president. I don't know if they have student government yet or not, but
Definitely high school.
Yeah. So I started it. Our school had it starting in sixth grade. So maybe that's something you write a letter to the principal.
I told my teacher that.
Yes. So what I'm saying, all of this, how to fight racism, is saying that just because you're young doesn't mean you can't do anything. As a matter of fact, there's a lot that you can do as a young person to make things more fair and to treat people better, regardless of their skin color, regardless of their race. And we have to work on it through head, building our awareness. We have to work on it hearts, building strong relationships, especially with people who are different. We have to work on it with our hands, making sure that we change the rules and the laws and the policies so that they're fair toward everybody, no matter who they are.
So what can you do about the rules you think are unfair? What can you do about rules that are fair, but not everyone follows them? What can you do to think up better rules so that everyone benefits? We need to understand that our nation, our schools, our churches, our families all have rules. You could also call them laws or policies. When it comes to racism, we have so many rules that make it harder for Black people and other people of color. What can you do about changing those rules as a kid? Here are some ideas. Have you ever read your school's student handbook? You can't change the rules if you don't know what rules there already are. If there's a change you'd like to make at school, write a letter to a teacher, your principal, or even go to a school board meeting and read your letter to the school board. Sometimes there are marches and protests. People want voting rights, or they want more money for poor people. If your parent or guardian says it's okay, you can go with them to the protest or the march. Just be sure to be safe. You can also start a group or organization. Kids just like you have started groups that do things like provide books for other kids who don't have enough money to buy their own. Or they have organized events to collect clean water for people who don't have clean water to drink. They've organized protests against guns and violence in schools, and protests against climate change and what it's doing to the environment and the earth that you'll have to inherit. Dream big. Just because you're young doesn't mean you can't fight the big battles and make a difference. We're going to close out hearing from the scholars from Clarksdale Collegiate one more time.
Do you have any final thoughts or words that you want to share? Anything you learned, any questions you have? Any? Cool. It's that. Rick, Josiah.
Did you say that when they were like fighting that war, that
Civil war.
The people who wanted to keep slavery was down in the South?
Yes.
And are we in the South?
We are in the South.
So, but then why is the people who want to stop slavery,
living in the place that caused it?
But mostly white people up there, but then down in the South, so mostly Black people.
So you're asking why are there more Black people in the South where there was slavery? Yeah. Go ahead, Landon, what do you think?
Because at that time, there was almost more slaves than white people.
Precisely.
So they mostly stayed down here.
That's right. So when Black people were brought over from Africa to North America, we mostly ended up in the South, and that's where most of us still are, except for some of us. Like my family, I grew up near Chicago. So my family came up in like the 1920s and 30s from the South, but not everyone did.
Thank you for joining me on this 6-episode journey through my book, How to Fight Racism, Young Readers Edition, a guide to standing up for racial justice. Fighting racism isn't just about some list of specific actions you take. It is that, but it's more. Remember the framework that we've been talking about. head, heart, hands, or the arc of racial justice, awareness, relationships, commitment. You need all three, just like the legs of a stool, if you want to have a firm foundation on which to build your racial justice efforts. And racial justice isn't just about doing it for an hour or a day or a week or even just a couple of years. I hope that you will commit to being a lifelong racial justice advocate. Listen, there's so much more to say about how you as a young person can fight racism. If you want to learn more, then pick up the book. And if you like hearing my voice, there's even an audiobook, so you can hear me read it to you. As a young person, you have the ability to change your circumstances. If you experience racism or observe it around you, you can do something about it. This book and this podcast is all about using our head, hearts, and hands to work to make life more fair and treat all people better, regardless of their skin color. I can't wait to see all the great ideas you come up with and all the courage you show in fighting racism. Thank you so much for joining me for this very important discussion. There's still so much more work to do in order to fight racism, so we're going to need adults and kids in every generation to be part of the struggle. If you would like to learn about fighting for racial justice, pick up the book How to Fight Racism, Young Readers Edition at your local bookstore or online at jamartisby.com. Also, be sure to subscribe to my newsletter, and you can find that on the website too. This podcast has been produced by Podastery Studios with special thanks to the scholars of Clarksdale Collegiate. Until next time, I've been your host, Dr. Jamar Tisby, and remember, if we want to turn this civil rights moment into a movement, it's going to take all of us. Thanks for joining.